I love today's reading from the book of Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." That's funny. I mean, Monty Python didn't have to try too hard, really. So Paul goes on, Paul's pretty calm here, he goes on to inquire about their baptism. Whose baptism did they receive? John's, they say. Well, now Paul's getting the picture. Well, that was good, but it wasn't baptism in the name of the Lord, but it was rather pointing to what Paul was then able to offer them. And they are baptized, and they receive the Holy Spirit, and they are changed. Baptism changes people. Baptism changes people in spiritual ways that we cannot usually see. And baptism changes people in that through baptism, we become members of the body of Christ, both spiritually and in fact. We become members of the community of faith and ministers of the church. We are baptized in the name of God, in the name of the Trinity. And we say, as I will today, that the person baptized is now sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Sage Elizabeth Good, who will be baptized today, has always been God's beloved child, as are all people, every person in the world. Through her baptism, she will be united with God in a special way, through Christ and the power of the Spirit. No matter where she goes in life or what she does, no matter what groups she joins, who she's with, she'll always be with Christ, always united. Christ will be united with her. She will always belong. She will always have a church to call home. Baptism is forever. I once found a website put together by a self-proclaimed atheist, and I'm not trying to give this guy a hard time, but I'm going to say a couple things. He refuted all that the church claims is truth, of course, but, you know, this is the United States. Everyone is welcome to believe or not believe, whatever they choose. Religious freedom is a core value in our nation, as it is in the Episcopal Church, and we respect all religions, and we respect people who choose not to have one at all. But what I found interesting about his beliefs is that as one who claimed not to believe, he was offering to remove people's baptisms, which is interesting, right? If you don't believe in it, why would you need to remove it? And all this really is to just say my main point once again, that being baptized, being sealed by the Holy Spirit is forever. It cannot be removed. And it has the potential to change everything. Although it's not magic, and it does take some effort on our part. Now, no effort is needed to receive all the grace that baptism gives. Baptism is about salvation, which is given as God's free gift out of God's great love. We could never earn it, even if we tried. This is one of the two great pillars of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. We are justified by God's grace, nothing we do. The other being what we're also proclaiming today, the universal priesthood of all believers. So baptism is about this life as well as the next. And what we do in this life and who we are as Christians in the world, in our time, in this place, that's important. And baptism is about community. Today, Sage becomes a member of this church, of the Diocese of Virginia, of the Episcopal Church, the Anglican Communion throughout the world, and the Church Universal beyond our denomination. And she is made a minister of the church. That's that universal priesthood of all believers that Martin Luther spoke of. At this time, her ministry is somewhat limited in action, but not in love. The way she is with us, open, loving, trusting, smiling, she reflects God to us, and this is a great ministry. she gives us grace in our life. She reflects God's grace to us through her life. What a gift she is to all of you, to her parents, to her family, and to all of us. Today, her parents and godparents make the commitment on Sage's behalf that as she grows, they make the commitment today, and as she grows, she will have the opportunity later to make an adult affirmation of the faith, and the way we usually do that is through confirmation, and in how she chooses to be part of the church. This is the part that takes a little bit of effort. To be part of a community of faith is not something that just happens. You have to make a choice, and it's not always easy to do. Sometimes it's not easy because we can't quickly agree about, say, the color of paint we need on the walls, right? There are little things sometimes that makes it a little difficult, but not too bad. But sometimes there are soul-wrenching things that happen. And I really hesitated to get into this today because it's such a joyful day. But if our faith can't also deal with the things that are seriously challenging, what sort of faith is it? You know, Christianity is not a fairy tale. It's about the very real things we deal with. And it's been quite in the news about the huge tragedy, the death of, excuse me, of Tom Palermo. Tom died as a result of being struck while cycling, hit by a car driven by a bishop of the church, Bishop Suffragan of Maryland, Heather Cook, who it has been shown was drunk at the time. Terrible, terrible tragedy. The father of two young children married. How do we support them? Certainly through prayer, and also there has been a fund set up for his two children to help them pay for college, and many people are contributing to that. How do we support Heather? How do we process this as the Episcopal Church? And without getting into too much today, I just want to say that when one part of the body is hurting, we are all hurting. It's early days, but I'm hoping we can work together, being real about the issues surrounding this tragic situation, and that out of this could come something, some grace, that others could be helped, that we could be more sensitive to issues around drinking in the Episcopal Church, how it's viewed, how it's talked about as a community. True community, real Christianity, is able to face such challenges and care for those who've been hurt and those who are suffering. In both the joys and the challenges, we are here for each other. And we are explicit about that in the baptismal service. Today, all of you and I, we all promise to support Sage in her life in Christ. And you are invited to sign her baptismal certificate today, which will be somewhere either in the back or the parish hall at some point, Carrie Montague room, to sign her certificate to demonstrate your commitment. Community, 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 and the good times and the hard times with God and each other. That's what this church thing is all about. God has brought us together for a reason, for many reasons. We are blessings in each other's lives. You are a blessing in mine, and we are united in our love for God. And being united and supported by God, we help many others in our hurting world. As difficult as church can be sometimes, as challenging as it can be, the promise is great. And we see that. We are living it, working together with God, discerning and then doing those things that we believe we are called to do as a community of faith, such as replacing the HVAC. I know I've talked about that a lot, but it's a big deal. We worked through that and replaced the original that was put in the 1950s just recently, and we're all benefiting from that today. We work together to care for the sick, to visit those who are ill or homebound, to feed the hungry, to provide positive group activities for children and youth. We provide engaging educational programs, such as the new one just started. Before church starts every Sunday right now, we're studying Islam, the Muslim faith. So I invite you to that. And we fight for justice for the marginalized. These are things, and I could go on and on about how we do this. If you're here more or read our publications, you'll learn more about what Holy Comforter and you are doing for the world. Baptism is forever. One is a Christian forever once baptized, whether belonging to a church or not. Yes, one can commune with nature and feel God's presence alone in the woods by the river. But the difference, and you know, I just spoke about some of the things we can do together that we do together, and I want to give a little image of this. The difference between being a Christian on one's own and being in Christian community could be compared to the difference of, say, having a baseball and a baseball glove, and you're tossing the ball up and down in the air by yourself. Well, that's fun. It's good. You've got the ball. Great. But that is the thing you do alone. If you get out there in the stadium with thousands of people and are on a team and working together, yeah, you might lose a couple games. So, you know, it can be, you know, there can be ups and downs. But imagine the difference between that. What incredible fun it is to see the whole thing work together, to be part of this great adventure. When we are with others, we live the Christian life to the fullest, with all the various aspects that we bring to each other and enable each other to be and to do. As part of this service, and as we did last Sunday for confirmation, we will renew our baptismal covenant. This is the covenant made with God at baptism, and we need each other to keep this covenant, and we need to be here for Sage. The covenant contains questions that require reflection and living into. Yeah. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of the bread and the prayers? I will, with God's help, is the answer. I'm not going to run through all these right now. There are also questions about respecting the dignity of everyone, seeking justice, serving Christ and all persons. And the answer is always, I will, with God's help. One of the greatest ways that God helps us is by bringing us into a faith community, by giving us to each other. I like to make suggestions sometimes for prayer that you might take with you as you leave today. You might consider these questions in two ways: how you answer them as an individual and how you're able to answer them as a member or a friend of Holy Comforter. What is the difference that the church makes? And I'd like to conclude my reflections today by turning to the gospel reading. We're observing the baptism of our Lord today. That's the official title of this Sunday. It's always the Sunday following the Feast of the Epiphany, and it is reserved for baptism, particularly appropriate because we hear the account of Jesus' baptism. And we hear, as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." We see the Trinity. We hear the voice of God from heaven, the Son, the Spirit. At Jesus' baptism, we hear the voice of God name him and claim him, and God is pleased. Another thing you might take away from this service is to remember your own baptism, or to imagine it if you were so young that you're unable to remember it, and hear God calling you the Beloved. Imagine that. God is pleased. God is excited. God is excited about who Sage is and who she will be for God in the world. God is still excited about all of us as well. Imagine that. Our reading today stops there, but the very next thing that happens in Mark's account is that Jesus is driven into the wilderness and tempted and challenged, and it's after that that he begins his ministry. Isn't that like our lives sometimes as well? We hear the voice of God, we feel God's love, and then we are in a wilderness time of our lives. If you are in a wilderness time now, or this happens sometime in the future, remember that you are God's beloved, and all of this is preparing you for the next stage of your life. We are all here to help each other as well in the small things and the big things. Baptism is forever. You are united with Christ forever, and you are part of a fellowship of love. A fellowship of love, this community of faith, for as long as your journey brings you here.